I have been waiting for this. Would you be okay with talking to an AI when you call customer support? Is it better than waiting to music and pressing random buttons to select options? Can you even tell if it's AI? Seriously, take a second, look at me, listen to the tone, the breath, the cadence. Can you tell that this is not my real voice? Let me know in the comments. Okay, that was my AI clone voice, and if you couldn't tell the difference, you now understand why the customer support world is about to look very, very different. That was powered by 11 Labs, by the way. The team at 11 Labs also has a product called 11 Agents, and I am very excited about it because, it's a world where you don't have hold times like music while you wait for a real person to come on the call to answer your questions. You don't have to press 1, 2, or 3 to select options when you're calling customer support. In this video, I'm going to show you how to build your own AI support agent in 2 minutes. Or 1 minute? 2 minutes. Let's see. Let's get started. So we've all been there. You call a company, you're stuck in a loop, press 1 for sales, press 2 to wait forever, and then you finally get to a human, only to be transferred and you are forced to repeat your name, your order number 3-4 times. I don't like it. I don't think anyone does. It doesn't scale very well.
11 Agents
is a voice agent platform that doesn't just talk, it actually resolves things. So it will basically, you can plug it into your existing documentation, your policies, and your CRM. It's going to speak over 70 languages, various accents as well, and it's available 24/7. That means that you don't have any awkward walkie-talkie pauses when you're talking to the AI. It does feel like you're talking to a real person. All right, let's get started with the demo. I'm going to head over to 11labs.io and click on Agents. And I'm gonna browse templates, or I can click on create new agent. So let's see what sort of templates do they have. So you have customer support, front desk receptionist, healthcare receptionist, education, insurance advisor, technical support, hotel reservation, maybe something like for sales. Yeah, outbound sales representative. Now that would be cool. That would be cool. So customer support, let's do that. And here you can see identify issue. And caller has a technical issue, caller has access issue with billing and stuff, troubleshoot, resolve, whatever. You can preview it as well, and I'm going to use this template. Agent name, customer support, of information like what the tone is like, what the goal is, create agent. But I need to give it some context, so knowledge base. I can change the voices, as you can see over here, and I can add my voice if you want. See, success is a garden where hard work is the seed. So that's my AI voice. And you can be expressive, you can use models, you can make it sound like patient, concerned, serious, and what kind of language do you want? So you can see Bengali, Hindi, Chinese, Japanese, Odisha, which LLM you want to use. You can select that as well. Custom options over here as well. The first message, yeah, this is Jamie from support. What can I help with you today? And knowledge base. I'm going to add a document. I can add URL, I can add files, I can add text. So, document this policy, add file. So, this PDF basically has information about like returns, refund processing, shipping, delivery, limited warranty, customer support, and whatnot. And I'm going to publish. You can see that I have added knowledge base. So, version one, let's say, publish. That was it. That's it. Now, what you can do is you can add tools as well. So, webhook, clients, any integrations that you want to add, you can head over to integrations. So, if you want to add it to Cursor, Zendesk, HubSpot, ServiceNow, you can do that, and you can essentially just get started with adding this to your main website. And here you get the widget as well. So you can use this code to embed it in your website, and you can modify the avatar, the images, and mention the terms and conditions, and a bunch of stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. A lot of customization options that you can work with. Cool. Preview. Let's get started. Allow.
Hey, this is Jamie from support. What can I help you with today?
Hey Jamie, I bought an item and I want to return it. What's the return policy like?
I can help you with that. Most new unopened items can be returned within 30 days of delivery for a full refund, as long as they're in their original packaging. If it's an electronics item, though, it must be returned within 14 days, and there's a 15% restocking fee if it's been opened. Apparel needs to have the original tags and no signs of wear.
What if I don't have the tags?
If the tags are missing, unfortunately, we can't process a return for apparel items since they need to be in original condition. The tags help us confirm the item hasn't been worn or altered.
So you can see I was able to stop it in the middle and the latency was near instant. So it gave this answer for 30 days delivery, 15% restocking fee, 14 days for electronic items based on the PDF that I gave it. So pretty cool stuff. Yeah, go play with it and make some cool stuff. So it's fun to play with, but the business side is actually where it gets wild. Companies using this are seeing a 27% jump in the customer satisfaction score. Why is that? Because nobody likes to wait. Think about it. 90% of the routine queries, you know, simple stuff that a lot of people would ask you, like, where is my order? How do I reset my password? Are handled instantly without a human ever touching it. So that frees up your actual support team to handle the high level, more empathetic stuff, because you do need that actual human touch for such queries. So you're basically getting faster resolutions and lower costs. And you're doing it in 70 plus languages without having to hire a global call center. I personally think it's great. We are moving into an era where on hold is a choice, not a necessity. I put the links in the description for you to try 11 agents and build your first agent for free. I want to hear from you as a customer. Would you rather talk to a perfectly fluent instant AI agent that can solve your question, you know, in like a few seconds? Or are you going to wait like 15 minutes for a human? Think about this. You know, there are a lot of tasks, there are a lot of questions that are so standard that an AI can solve it, but there's a way for you to talk to a human if you need to. I also want to hear from you. Does the voice quality change your mind? Let me know in the comments below. Let me know what you think and let me know what you build, or if you're going to implement it. And yeah, see you in the next one. Bye.